Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. We learn more details about the shooter of Illinois, and I've also advanced in my decoding of the Arcturus book. I find some interesting things which I will share today. We start to realize that there is a big problem with the mom of this shooter. His mom was kind of separated from his father. It's not specified exactly who did, but based on the review of the criminal and police interactions with this couple, basically what we have is an insane mom who was high on the beautiful curve and therefore could afford being high on the crazy curve too, as it is always the case. The craziest you get, the more beautiful you get in woman, the craziest you get. In this case, she has been serving 100 hours of volunteer work as a result of a prosecution against her for forgetting her child, the shooter, when he was a toddler, forgetting him in a hot car. So it seems that the child was okay, but it's unbelievable that men in this country have difficulty getting custody of their children when they've done nothing wrong. And yet you have women like this who clearly have been abusing their children. And in fact, she's been abusing her husband with hitting him with a screwdriver, apparently. The husband originally said that to the police, but then refused to put it in writing when they asked if he was willing to put it in writing. He said, "I don't want the screwdriver to be in writing." So we have a relatively violent female here who has been severely endangering the life of her child. Someone was asking, "JF, is it possible his brain got fried in the heat of the car and that would explain the shooting?" It's hard to link heat itself. I'm not aware of any link between heat and shooting. I'm not aware of a heat in the car to shooting pipeline. But in general, when you look at the children who have been at the children who grew up to commit a shooting, school shooting type of stuff, neglect is a repeatable observation. Neglect, single motherhood, are things that are extremely overly represented statistically in those people. So neglect as a whole certainly is part of the explanation here. Go away, says Jeff. We already knew his mom was batshit based on the video of her shouting at the cops. Disgusting woman. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's a case of the way society is formulated around women's rights. Is exactly the cause of the shooting. Let me say it clearly. I think that is the explanation that arises. Now, I've been advancing my research on the statistics of the numbers found in the book. I have 8 points. To make a summary, I've published on Gab a summary of 8 different points. First, the Arcturus Project could be a reference to the 1997 web game in which extraterrestrials send a binary code to the Earth that must be decoded. In 1997, there was a kind of IRL / internet game which was invoking fictitious extraterrestrials who would have sent messages of that kind. 01010101. And the goal of the game was to decode it. It was kind of a learning / educational game in 1997 on the internet. And it was called the Arcturus Project. The Arcturus Project right here. Now, if you decoded the ones and zeros and you aligned them properly, you would obtain this image right here. A code sent by a fictitious extraterrestrial organization. So I believe that based on this, we could very well, I don't know if we can exclude the Equestria at War hypothesis. I think it's quite fascinating that he chose the name Arcturus for his book. And we have an Arcturus in Equestria at War that does a cipher in a game. And we have the Arcturus project in 1997 that is also an encoded message. I think this opens up the possibility that we are not faced with an ASCII shift deciphering method. We might be faced with data that eventually can encode an image of that kind. This throws definitely the investigation on a different route. We have to explore the possibility that those numbers are encoding ultimately an image. So I've started developing various techniques to look at it from the perspective of an image. I found very interesting things in the distribution of the numbers, which I will talk about. So number two, of course, a reminder, the word Arcturus could also be a reference to Equestria Atoire, in which Arcturus makes a ciphered statement that uses an ASCII shift cipher. That was the statement by Arcturus in the Equestria Atoire game. Number three, the frequency of the numbers in the book has been characterized, as I indicated before. You now have it on a Reddit post, but I had done this research independently and I had concluded that 1, 2, and 9 are underrepresented and 4 to 7 are overrepresented. There is a Discord that's been established to decrypt the message. This is the link to the Discord. Number 5. So here we're starting with the new findings of my research during the night. There is rhythmicity. There is periodicity in the distribution of the numbers if you consider them as pairs. So you start with the numbers in the book, you take two, and then you take the two next, and two next, and two next. You form numbers between 0 and 99 out of these numbers, and look at the distribution. Here on the x-axis, you have the numbers themselves, and on the y-axis, you have their distribution. Look at the distribution. There's a wave, a wave, a wave, a wave, a wave, a wave. And when you are at a peak, that means this is an often used pair. When you are at the bottom, it is a less often used pair. This kind of rhythmicity is not random. This has something to do with the encoding. On top of it, what I have discovered is that the peaks of the most common pairs are spaced by exactly 11. So here you have 87, minus 11 you get 76, minus 11 you get 65, minus 11 you get 54, 43, 32, 21. I just want to make sure that I'm reporting the right numbers here. I got this one wrong. So somehow 56 is spaced not by 11, but by 9. And then 45 spaced by 11, 34 spaced by 11, 23 spaced by 11, and then 12 and 1. 12 and 1 are the peaks here, about here, so it's not a total peak, and then 1 here. Why would there be a periodicity signal in the commonality and occurrence of paired numbers? I still don't know, but 11 is a particularly important number since one of the clues that the shooter has left to decode this book is the number 47. And if you make 4 plus 7, you obtain 11. So why is it that the key being 47, 4 plus 7, 11, why is it that it exactly decodes the peak of occurrence of different pairs in this book? I have not resolved this, but having been thrown on this tangent, I found myself studying repetitions and not only repetitions, but neighborhood analysis. So neighborhood analysis, the goal of this is to determine if I see the number 5 in the book anywhere, what's located to the right of number 5 and what's located to the left of number 5. and what's located two slots away and three slots away and four slots away. Is there some numbers that are more common that they will occur more likely in front of some other number? I have the final analysis here. That's for the number zero. So you have nine different graphs, and this shows how is number one distributed around zero. How is number two distributed around zero? How is number three distributed around zero? Four around zero, five around zero, six, seven, eight, nine. Here's a very interesting finding. You have to ignore the zero that's at zero here, because that's always a point that will be there. It's an artifact of the display. But look at the peaks. 100 occurrences of number one before a zero. 100 occurrences of number one after a zero. Well, 80, approximately 80 occurrences. Whereas the average occurrences of one anywhere else is between 30 and 40. So we have a signal here. What this graph shows is that it is more likely to have a one just before a zero or just after a zero. In fact, you are more likely to have a two. You are slightly more likely to have a two after the zero or before the zero. The rest is pretty stable. Not more likelihood here, not much more likelihood here, not here, not here. Here you have perhaps a slightly higher chance of having a seven before the zero, and perhaps two slots before the zero, and perhaps one slot after the zero. That's for zero. So zero can be is more often in the neighborhood of one and two. What about one? Well, for one, it's more likely to be preceded or followed by zero. Not much likelihood here. Perhaps a little more likelihood of being preceded by a 4 or preceded by a 5, and not much other signals in the rest. What about 2? 2 is more likely to be preceded by 3. The biggest signal we have for 2 is that it is preceded by a 3, but see, it is not much more likely to be followed by a 3. So somehow, 3 is often before a 2. What about 4? The biggest signal for 4 is that the biggest signal for 3, sorry, 3 is likely to be followed by a 2. 3 is also likely to be preceded by 4. So the numbers that are most alike, most close, are more likely to be preceded by each other. 1 is more likely to be around 0. 2 is more likely to be around 1. 3 is more likely to be around 2. 4 is more likely to be around 3. What if we continue? What about number 4? Number 4 is likely to be followed by 3. Number 4 is also likely to be preceded by 5. What about 5? 5 is likely to be followed by 4, and it is likely to be either preceded or followed by 6. It is perhaps a little more likely to be preceded by 7. Number 6. Number 6 is likely to be preceded by 5 or followed by 5. And number 6 is also likely to be followed by 7. Very interestingly, the peaks that we've seen up to now were single peaks, where a single space of numbers is occupied and then it drops to the average. In the case of 7 around 6, there are two different data points filling those peaks, which means number 6 can be followed or preceded by 7 more likely, but also two numbers away from a 6, you are likely to get 7s also. What about 7? 7 is more likely to be preceded by 6 or followed by 6 and preceded by 8 and followed by an 8. And number 8 is more likely to be preceded by 7 are to be followed by 7. And number nine doesn't show much signal, perhaps a little more likely to be preceded or followed by 1 or 2. And that's pretty much it, just small peaks here, just a little more likely. And the final analysis on repeats, because that's important. Up to now, we've seen different numbers around each other. Is it more likely to find an 8 around an 8 and a 4 around a 4? No, it is not. In fact, the repeats are statistically underrepresented. That's what you see in the falling V here. That means very low occurrence of 4 around 4. Very low occurrence of 5 around 5. Very low occurrence of 6 around 6. 7 around 7, 8 around 8, 9 around 9, pretty much equal. Interestingly, this signal does not show up super strong in the case of 2, 1, and 0. Somehow, 0 around 0 is relatively common as the 0 is expected to be anywhere else. The second slot, so 2 slots away from a 0, you are likely to see a little more zeros. And 2 slots in front of a 0, you are likely to see a little more zero. However, a 0 directly following another 0 is underrepresented with respect to this. So what does this mean for the code? I have no idea. But it's a complex code. It's not a simple ASCII shift. We are faced with a code that jumps, that doesn't like to be the same number twice. This is complex encoding of some kind that leads to this. Or we are faced with an image, and the reason 2 pixels are rarely repeatable is that we are faced with some kind of letter-like structure, very fine images encoded, so that whenever you have a dot that is dark, the dot to the left and the dot to the right are very unlikely to be as dark. They're either totally white or they're something else. This gives us a good beginning on understanding the code that is explaining the deciphering method for Arcturus. But I have no response to give up to now. Silver Spider says, I would like to see JF do a science or math show once a week. I can. Go away, says JF, I'll defer to your math's ability, JF, but to a layman like me, this sounds like you're reading tea leaves. We're seeing signals in this book that are indicative of some intelligent work being done. That doesn't mean that the shooter was intelligent, but certainly he has used some degree of complexity in encoding his stuff. So that's what we have up to now. As a conclusion, we have an occurrence of certain pairs, especially those pairs like 87, 76, 50. 56, 54, 43. Those pairs of numbers where one number is just one unit away from the other number. Those are the most common. And they're all separated by 11. And 4 plus 7 equals 11. And the neighborhood analysis shows that you are more likely to have a different number, different by 1 only, around a given number. And in fact, you are very much less likely to see repeats. What does that mean? I do not know yet. I think that one of the next steps is to explore a 2D version of my neighborhood analysis. Because if this is encoded as some sort of image, then there will be an offset in the way we treat the x-axis, and the neighborhood analysis will reveal structure not only to the left and to the right of a given number, but diagonally and vertically. And so extending the neighborhood analysis to 2D might be one of the future directions I take. which will reveal to us, are we faced with truly a series of bits and numbers, or are we faced with something that encodes a 2D space of some kind? But the space of possible offsets and links become exponentially more difficult to find when we treat the thing as a 2D thing. But we can start applying simple algorithms that look into the most likely alignments and try to get something from it. Ariel Suarez says, I should look more into cryptography. It does seem quite fascinating. It is fascinating because at some point you have to take these numbers and say, I'm not going to guess it right away. I'm going to characterize the signal. And whatever is the method that he used and whatever is the original method that he, the message that he encoded, there is a way to find that message without even knowing what was the method. That's how I process. I process from a empirical standpoint. Here's the message we have. There is structure in this message. So the goal becomes find the structure before finding the meaning. And the meaning will eventually flow by itself. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? If you would like to support the show, use the dollar button under the Odyssey chat. Odyssey is my favorite platform for super chats, and it is the right way to support the show. Alternatively, you can also use Entropy. The link to Entropy is in the description below, and we have amazing Meerkat, who has already sent a super chat on Entropy. Amazing Meerkat says, what is your take on the environmental argument of vegetarians, i.e. eating meat equals destroying the environment, extinction species, worsening the global warming and whatnot. Have a nice stream. Well, human existence destroys the environment, the existence of any being on this planet occupies some space of the environment. So we have to be careful in front of these arguments, because ultimately it boils down to, do you want to exist? If you don't want to, if you want to exist, you're going to have to occupy a space of nature, a niche, and you're going to be consuming things in that niche. I don't believe that the environmentalists are doing the proper accounting of these things that we consume. They will count the existence of a cow as emitting all sorts of gases and costing fossil energy, but they won't consider that perhaps it is a better world, one in which cows exist. So the first thing to notice is, they don't count the life of the cow as being worthy of something. That is a fundamental error, because no matter how efficient you want to make the human phenotype, let's say we were eating bean goo all of our lives, and let's say it works, you're going to still have abolished the minds of big mammals to replace them, basically, with bean plants. Now, by doing so, you have led to less existence, of less cognitive structure on planet Earth. You have not only done this, but you have, as I argued before, committed a chicken genocide and a cow genocide. We have to include in our calculations that life is worth living. It's worth living for us, and it's worth living for the cows. And ultimately, when you include all of this, and when you also include the fact that if humans do not occupy their current niche, here's one accounting problem with these environmentalists. They don't take for account that if humans do not occupy the niche that they do, something else will occupy it. Let me give you just a very clean example for this: log burning. So having humans on Earth leads to a couple of trees being chopped and being transformed into logs, and we burn them. This creates CO2 in the atmosphere, and that's necessary for preserving heat, for producing heat, for humans to survive in the winter. Now, the stupid accounting of environmentalists is to say, oh, well, humans are a problem for planet Earth. They burn logs, and eventually there's not going to be any logs left. The alternative way to look at this, and that would be my way of looking at this, is to say the logs would have burned anyway. If humans weren't there, eventually forests would accumulate so much carbon on their soil that there would be forest fires of the kind that humans actually stop from happening because they're so interested in chopping the wood. And by chopping the wood, they're ridding the forest of its carbon. Just so that we can burn it slower, basically. If you didn't have humans, you would have massive forest fire extending over the entirety of the surface of the Earth. And all of that heat would serve nothing. It would just burn, get in the air, and eventually some other trees would be born that would breathe it back into logs. So the question of the existence of humans here is presented by the environmentalist as a total cost on the system. But it should be understood rather as a use it or lose it type of thing. If we don't use the logs that come from the forest, they will eventually burn for no reason by sustaining no intelligent life. We have to include this in our accounting. What's the value of a log that burns, of an entire tree that burns alone in a forest, does not sustain any form of life and just gets vaporized by a giant forest fire, versus if you chop the tree just at the right place, just in small sizes, now it fits in a furnace and it maintains intelligent life on Earth. You never hear an environmentalist talk about that. Because environmentalists have been totally brainwashed into hating life. And that's what it boils down to. They want to reduce human populations. Go away. I would be interested in an actual moral discussion on how do we weigh the different things here. What's the worth of 200 logs of wood versus one human being? What value do we attribute to an existing mind that can appreciate existence on planet Earth? But you'll never hear that. Go away. I tried getting Sam Harris into this debate and to no avail. Go away sends a super chat. He says, your former debate foe, that great Primetime 99 Alex Stein, claims that his mother was murdered by hospital staff when she was put on remdesivir against her will when she had COVID. Is there validity to these claims? Also, thoughts on Alex Stein's council meeting trolling content, cringe or based? The trolling content of Alex Stein, I've been laughing at it at times. It gets repetitive and it gets kind of painful and kind of cringe. But I'm happy if he continues, you know, it made me laugh in the past, and it's funny, he exaggerates, but it's low-level type of comedy. Now, on the question of his mother, I didn't know about that, I'm sorry to hear about that, and my condolences to Alex Stein for losing his mother. It's impossible to answer scientifically whether remdesivir could have accelerated our death, because we don't have good studies that truly evaluate how remdesivir turned out to be used in hospitals. We have these little studies where, oh, let's give remdesivir to relatively healthy people with COVID and let's see how many of them ends up in the hospital, and then suddenly it was taken from these studies to, okay, remdesivir is now what we force hospitals to give to every old person while also plugging a tube down their throat so that they can breathe a respirator, which itself, it's not clear if it saves lives. Because the rate of death is so high from people going on that treatment that who knows, maybe we're killing them. So I think that Alex Stein's hypothesis is absolutely reasonable. I think it could be the case that the hospital, because here's how the federal funds were enacted by Trump for COVID. He said hospitals will get reimbursed for any COVID treatment if they use the method that we recommend. And the method that we recommend turned out to be remdesivir plus respirator. But it's a method that may have killed a lot of people. Who knows what would have happened to these people if you had let them not with a respirator. So I don't have a final answer to give you. All I can say is it's certainly not a delusional hypothesis that a lot of the COVID deaths have been caused by poor hospital practices. Joe Black says, is this a multicultural neighborhood? Cows are so yummy. I love when you really tap to your magnificent tisms. Okay. Definitely this decoding of the Arcturus book is pulling on the maximum autism that I'm capable of. Go away, says JF. Alex Stein's mother died with her arms tied to her hospital bed as she kept trying to remove the ventilator. Tragic story. Yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible what has been done to old people by hospitals throughout this pandemic. They have totally disregarded questions of consent. But that's what happens when the patient you treat is not your customer. Do you understand what we've done with COVID? We have stripped the patient of the status of customer. And we made the state the customer. So when you make the state the customer, the state is paying the hospital. And the hospital is like, all right, what do you want? Well, the state is saying, for every patient of COVID you handle, I will pay you, I don't know, $10,000 a day if they're on a respirator. Maybe $5,000 a day. I don't know. But you've just created a market. And so what do you end up with? Hospitals are incentivized at finding COVID everywhere. Hospitals are incentivized at putting as many people on respirator as they can because they'll charge more. What do you think happens? What do you think would happen if you went to a car salesman and every time the car salesman sells you a pink car, he makes $7,000 more by a check coming straight from Trump's government? You would see pink cars all the way through the car salesman, through his land. He would only have pink cars to sell you. And hospitals only had respirator and costly drugs to save you, because that's what they were getting paid for. The poor incentive that was created by the careless actions of Trump, which were followed by Democrats after, is responsible possibly for massive amounts of death and certainly for a massive transfer of wealth that has occurred under the COVID pandemic, going from your pockets to the doctors and the hospitals and the nurses. It's absolutely disgusting. The only way to fix this is to bring back the patient to be at the center of the consenting chain. But it's not happening anymore in America. And amazingly, it's not happening in a country that has a private, that is known to have a private healthcare system. But it's not private anymore if Trump is writing the checks. The path to hell is paved with good intentions. that should have been learned way before the COVID pandemic and should have been applied throughout, but it's not been. We have new video of the shooter in 2017. It seems that it was a year where he has lost one of his friends to an overdose or suicide. Let's see what he had to say back then. That is the shooter of the July 4th parade.
Then it felt like I wasn't alone anymore. Like I had somebody there that was actually there. I really did love Anthony. He was a really good friend. I love his family.
Primo was 17.
So Primo was friend with this guy who died, and the mother of this guy who died was speculating perhaps Primo was marked by the death of his friend and that it has contributed to him committing a shooting. People were noting that at the celebration of the death, at the burying, is that burying the term? At the burial, there was music playing, and that music was used in one of the videos of the shooter, where he announces his shooting intents. So, very interesting further data being collected here. Someone asked me to review this paper published 6 hours ago. Darwin's theory upended. Natural selection may be making society more unequal. I haven't had the time to read it, but maybe I can read some parts and tell you what I think. Charles Darwin's natural selection theory is being put to the test. Darwin's theory expounded that organisms which can better adapt to their environment are more likely to survive and produce more offsprings. Well, better adapted. However, a new study by British researchers reveals natural selection may be making society more unequal. Absolute non sequitur. Even if that was true, even if natural selection made society more unequal, there would be no bearing on the theory of evolution, because the theory of evolution doesn't specify whether we are headed toward more equal species or less equal species. It doesn't care. So absolute non sequitur, this first paragraph. So I know that I'm reading crap now. Researchers from the University of East Anglia find that natural selection is favoring poorer people with little education. Yes, well, nice study, bro. I've been saying this for 7 years now. The study shows how natural selection effects are stronger in groups with lower income and less education, among younger parents, people not living with a partner, and people with more lifetime sexual partners. None of this would challenge Charles Darwin natural selection theory. So Charles Darwin natural selection theory is not being put to the test here. Suppose that any of these factors are true in contributing to less or more natural selection. What does that say about Charles Darwin theory? Nothing. Just means that perhaps in lower income situations, there is more pressure or less pressure for natural selections in certain directions. Doesn't change anything. It's still natural selection. On the flip side, natural selection is pushing against genes. Associated with highly educated individuals, people who have more lifetime earnings, those who have a low risk of ADHD or major depressive disorders, and those with a lower risk of coronary artery disease. Yeah, basically, I've been saying it before, high IQ people are about to be outcompeted evolutionarily. And it's probably because they just spend too much time educating themselves, and they spend not enough time fucking without a condom. Darwin's theory of evolution stated that all species develop through the natural selection of small inherited variations that increase the individual's ability to compete, survive, and reproduce, says lead researcher David Hugh Jones, a professor, blah, blah, blah. We wanted to find out more about which characteristics are selected for and against in contemporary humans living in the UK. Polygenic scores prove Darwin's natural selection theory no longer valid? No. What it proves is that human intelligence was a was a luggage not worth transporting for humanity. That's it. And so natural selection gets rid of the luggages that are too heavy and that serve nothing. Researchers analyzed the polygenic scores of more than 300,000 people. Okay. We found that 23 of 33 polygenic scores were significantly linked to a person having more or fewer children. Yeah, we've been looking at these scores a year ago on the show. We basically did their study before them. Meanwhile, researchers say scores correlating to those with higher earnings and better education predicted having fewer children. Natural selection could be making society more unequal by increasing the correlation between income and polygenic scores, including scores that predict health and education. So up to now, we have no challenge to the theory of Darwin. Using the economic theory of fertility, researchers say those with higher earnings can afford more children. However, since it is costly to spend time on childcare instead of their job, they will miss out on higher wage. That's it. So we've reviewed the full article. Listen, this article is completely misleading in its way that it tells you it's going to pursue a challenge of natural selection, and then everything that it tells you is just a further description of natural selection happening in humanity. This is not an example of natural selection stopping, it's an example of natural selection continuing. It's continuing, just not in the direction you like. So because you're an educated person, you don't like thinking that you've lost 10 years of your life doing something that's useless, but it may very well be the case that it's biologically useless to get a PhD. So that's it. We are in a natural selection world that selects for stupid people who won't have much education, who won't have much lifetime earnings, and that's the best way to live, to both be happy and be evolutionarily fit. Hispanics, blacks, disproportionately dinged by the crypto crash. The average black or Hispanic person is more likely to have taken a hit in this year's cryptocurrency sell-off, as a substantially higher percentage of those two subsets of American society have purchased the digital asset. I didn't know this. Hispanic are at 26% holding crypto, while white people are at 17%. I didn't know this. How interesting. So basically, I'm basically black by the standard of my crypto holdings. This is something that links me to the black community. I'm more black-like, if you look at my wallets, than a white person. Okay, I didn't know this, but they don't have to worry about the crypto crash because there's going to be another bull run. They just have to be patient. Let's see how patient they can be. Are we there yet? What do payrolls tell us about the timing of the next recession? Yesterday we explained why, contrary to the widespread praise for the Friday payrolls report, A closer look at the data below the surface revealed a far weaker labor market than the one trumpeted by the Biden administration. See, they showed there is an increase in the jobs, but it's people getting several jobs. So it's an increase in the number of jobs, but it's absolutely theoretical because instead of having good jobs, people have to work in two or three jobs. And so it increases the count of jobs. Absolutely ridiculous. There was this CNN title, which was fascinating, kind of based for a CNN title. More people died in Chicago July 4th weekend than in the nearby suburb Highland Park. The mass shootings organized by crazy teenagers, emo teenagers, they're so inefficient that actually Chicago outperforms the mass shootings on an every weekend basis. It's like, here you have a situation where these young shooters are trying to kill as many people as they could, and yet they don't kill as many people as Chicago does. So it's kind of an unattainable standard. You'll never be as good of a mass shooter as the community of Chicago as a whole. Dark matter hunt eats up with the first results from the world's biggest detector. Oh my god, we've put 7 tons of liquid xenon for an experiment trying to find dark matter. There must be some result with that much xenon. But no, it turns out they see no sign of what they're searching for. All of this massive investment in a xenon chamber with the most massive amount of xenon ever put together. And it's like, nope, there's no sign of dark matter hitting on any of these particles. Dark matter is a tough one. Mark says, JF, do you believe in dark matter? I think that we are severely misled in treating dark matter as this kind of independent particle that we have to find. I prefer the elegant solutions of quantum inertia and elegant solutions such as those of Ray Fleming. I think that if dark matter had to be detected as a particle, we probably would have detected it through some mean since then, since the time it's looked at. And I think we should abandon the WIMP search, because they call those WIMPs weakly interacting massive particles. I think it's not the right research direction. I would welcome a finding. I wouldn't be combating a positive finding in that domain, but I think we're investing massive amounts of money toward nothing. When you have serious physicists who are telling you, hey, if you just review gravity and think about gravity from a quantum perspective, you don't need dark matter at all. I think we should listen to these scientists rather than the ones who are telling you, hey, let's build this giant xenon tank and we're finally going to find a single dark matter particle. When the solution is elegant, science should definitely look at it closely. The solution of quantized inertia is extremely elegant. It doesn't invoke very much any new principles. It just takes the quantum world and treats gravity as a creature of the quantum world. Let's do this. This is so much better. You don't even need to think of an independent particle. Now, there is still the finding of specific nebulous galaxies, which are believed to have been stripped of their dark matter, because they show that under these circumstances, dark matter doesn't seem to be needed to explain their speed of rotation. But the fact that so few galaxies fit that mold leads me to believe perhaps we are looking at a data artifact here of some kind. Or perhaps it's just the case that the quantized inertia principles do not apply to these galaxies either. I think the theory that, oh, these galaxies are, these nebulous galaxies have been stripped of their dark matter because of a collision with another galaxy, doesn't bind us to a view of dark matter as a particle. Mark says, I hope JF brings in more physicists. JF old days should be hosting physics debate, bringing blood sports where it belongs. Yeah, we're kind of in an intellectual desert these days. I think that there will be a time where the internet goes back to engagement, but we're certainly not there. We are at people developing their own circle jerks. We are at people not being incentivized to engage with the other, to engage honestly with the points properly made on the public space. So maybe there will be a time in the future where we're back to that openness of engagement. But right now, if I tried to make a debate show, I would have a hard time just gathering guests who are willing to have an interesting debate. So that's why I kind of left this business on the side. We would need a resurgence of free platforms, free mainstream platforms, where actual clashes of ideas can happen. But for that, we need Twitter to be totally dismantled. We need Gab to rise, or some alternative that's even better to rise. That's what we need, and we're not there. China, so I mean, for a couple of months and perhaps years, we're going to have to just be autistic, interested in the truth, discussing among each other until the world becomes open again. But we are in a dark age of the internet, really. China rebuts weaponization of space program claim by NASA administrator. The NASA administrator Bill Nelson warned that China is using its space program to attempt to take over the moon, a claim the Chinese regime denies. We must be very concerned that China is landing on the moon and saying, it's ours now and you stay out. I haven't ever heard China say this, and even if China did and said this, that's basically what the U.S. It's like the U.S. goes to plant their flags. China goes to plant their flags. There's no ownership here. It looks like they have just done what the U.S. has done. But again, we have the American Empire treating every other nation with a double standard with respect to itself. The army has suspended a retired three-star general over a tweet sent to Jill Biden. He congratulated Jill Biden on finally learning what a woman is. I'm totally against these kinds of military punishments. This guy was a retired general, but his punishment will be that he cannot be in a counselor role. He had a little class that he was giving. He cannot give it anymore. So it's cancellation of someone for political ideas. It's a violation of his First Amendment rights. He's a retired general. He's not involved in the decision-making of the army, so it's not like he revealed a state secret or something. He just left because suddenly the left seems to know what a woman is, and they had a big problem with this before. Go away, says JF. We need to let China have the moon so that they can set up their US-funded virology labs up there. Will be much safer for the whole world that way. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea. You know, China is so unethical with its handling of biomedical research. Perhaps we can have a revolutionary phenotype, but isolate it on the moon. So if it's isolated there, you know, we can nuke it, worst case scenario. Tax should still matter. Peter Schiff defends his Puerto Rican bank after regulators shut it down. Peter Schiff, we've been talking about it on the Discord. I was not aware of anything concerning this case. Forex Shark has been very good on the Discord, very active on the Discord and informing us about what's going on. Apparently, Peter Schiff is kind of a scam artist who had moved his things to Puerto Rico, but he was in trouble with the legislator, and eventually they got to him there. I don't know about Peter Schiff anyways. I would never invest with anything with him. But it seems that he has been having troubles performing withdrawals and paying his customers. He says that his customers are losing money because his funds are being frozen. Costco raises the prices on food court soft drinks, chicken bake. Wholesale retailer Costco reported June net sales of $22 billion. The chicken bake now sells for $1 more at $3.99. The price of the soda has increased by 10 cents up to 69 cents. This has always been insane to me because when I was working as a grocery store milk packer, I was packing my milk and then I had a 15-minute break and I was going to the Costco just beside, not so far from where I was working, and I was eating there, man, because the hot dog is at $1.50, a giant hot dog, and the Diet Pepsi is at 59 cents. And now it's 69 cents. So for $2 something, you had a complete meal. So that was to me the most efficient way to eat. Even if I was to make a bologna sandwich, I would have paid $3 in bread, mayo, and bologna. So I was going to Costco and I was entering there. I believe I didn't even have the membership card because you can get to the restaurant without showing your membership card. So I was going there, buying a hot dog and a Diet Pepsi, and that was my lunch for the day at $2 something while I was working minimal salary at the grocery store. Absolutely a great place. I don't understand how they do it. I don't think they make money from the restaurant. I think the idea is this restaurant is there to attract people to their store, maybe. NYC subway stabbing. Police say teen, 14, killed in Harlem, broad daylight attack. New York City police say that no arrests have been made in the subway stabbing. It's not a right place to live. If you have 14 years old, not a good idea to raise them in the city. Those places are absolutely toxic and they will eventually lead to the death of your children. Mark says, did JF talk about the cipher puzzle today? I did my full analysis. A lot of results. It's all at the beginning of the show. So you're going to have to rewind if you want to see it. A detailed map of Higgs boson interactions by the ATLAS experiment 10 years after the discovery. So they have apparently characterized how the Higgs boson interacts with various other bosons and leptons and quarks. I don't know the details because it's not my field, but it's great that it's out there. Apparently they have now observed about 30 Higgs boson. So that's what the data set is based on. Social peace is in great danger. Germany is quietly shutting down as energy crunch paralyzes economy. Earlier today, we wrote that Germany's largest landlord, Vonovia, had taken the unprecedented step of restricting heating at night, a terrifying preview of what lies in stock for the most advanced European nation this winter. Alas, it's going to get worse, much worse. They are now rationing hot water, dimming its street lights, and shutting down swimming pools. What a sad faith for Europe and for America to have created such societies of abundance only to see them get shut down by the technocrats, managers of this world. Unbelievable, because young people will not know that we used to be in a society of absolute abundance, to the point where you would be poor like me, and you would go to Costco to eat for $2 a hot dog and a fountain drink. This will be no more. Beach in Iowa closed after brain-eating amoeba confirmed in Missourian. Symptoms of Naegleria fowleri include seizures and hallucination. My God, you want to be careful with these amoeba. Don't get them in your ears. Don't, if possible, just don't go to the beach, really. Because it's not like you're going to do anything very interesting there. But if you go to the beach, remain clean. Don't behave in nature as you would on the floor of your kitchen, because it's much more possible that you'll have either these amoebas, bacteria, other things, including poisonous snails. They can inject poison in your tongue, which is why every time Mama JF forces me to go to the beach, I always look at least 100 meters to the right, to the left. I check where my family is stepping. I check the toes of everyone. And I'm on the watch. Mama JF doesn't know this. She thinks I'm going to the beach and I'm enjoying time under the sun. But I'm like, I'm frotting the seaweeds and the branches, and I'm spotting the poisonous snails to determine if they put any human in threat. That's why to me going to the beach is no fun at all. It's just a bunch of worries. Kovikov Kila says, JF, a girl died from one in North Carolina. Yes, I think I've heard that story. Mark says, would you rather eat the bugs, JF, or a vegetarian diet? Oh, that's a tough choice, man. I will fight until I die to eat beef. So there's not going to be this choice in my life. I'm ready to die for beef, okay? But suppose that we were in a theoretical world. I think I might go for the vegetarian diet. I think the bugs are particularly... Like, it's a particularly offending thing. And it's kind of demeaning to me to eat bugs. Whereas vegetarianism, I mean, I don't like the idea of eating only vegetables, but I don't mind eating some vegetables. So since I don't mind, I think it would be probably easier for me to adopt the vegetarian diet. And would that include eggs? Because I love eggs. Is it vegetarian diet to eat eggs? Because I insist on keeping the eggs. Florida woman hid the dead mother in the freezer to collect disability benefits, police say. The Florida woman is being charged with failing to report the death of her mother. Oh my God. Ah, yeah, I mean, these disability checks, they incentivized society not finding that you are dead. I mean, if you can find a way to die and society doesn't quite know it, you're going to get these benefits probably, your family is going to get these benefits for years. Oh my God, horrible. It's like, wow. I can either give a burial to my mother, or I can put her in pieces in the freezer, and I get $600 a month of Social Security. I can't believe that people are down to this. And what else do we have in last news item before we close the show? US retaliates against Hungary for obstructing the 15% global minimum tax. So in response to Hungary's obstruction of the European Union's adoption of a 15% global minimum tax on corporate income, the Biden administration on Friday announced it will terminate a 43-year-old tax treaty with the country. So, Hungary has an opinion. It wants its opinion to be considered in the European Union, which is that we shouldn't have a 15% global minimum tax. That's absolutely ridiculous. International business is wonderful when you can do it and it saves you the local taxes. That's what I do, basically. I'm an international businessman. You see, Go Away is sending me super chats from Australia. Amazing Meerkat sending me super chats from the US. That matters a lot. If you put a 15% tax on any transaction between anyone on the earth, not only will it stop certain forms of markets, but it will also add up to the already existing local income tax. So I think Hungary's position is absolutely based here, and they're the one who are objecting and keeping Europe from adopting this tax scheme by blocking it. Now, what is the business of the US to come in and punish Hungary? You are intervening in a sovereign society here. I mean, the European Union, I'm not a big fan, but you have to respect their internal rulemaking. If the US can come in and say, oh, you didn't do what we wanted in Europe, and so we're going to punish you with our diplomacy, and they have abolished now a 43-year-old tax treaty with the country, that's absolutely ridiculous. It's another illustration of the American Empire trying to control everything on this planet, which they shouldn't. That's it for tonight, boys. If you'd like to support the show on a regular basis, join the Patreon, the Subscribestar. And if you want my analysis, Mark, of... if you want the files of my analysis, you can watch the whole show at the beginning of the show, and you can also go on my Gab. I've put all of the links to the 8 points that I've made. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, hey Jeff, in the recent tag team debate, you used the example of a watch versus a stick in the sun telling time as examples of intelligent design versus natural occurrences. How do you respond when people point out that things like DNA are so complex, or that someone intelligent could imitate nature? Well, things like DNA are complex, but they have the signature of nature to them. So that's the whole point. Levels of complexity, there's no problem with my argument, because it's not the level of complexity of the watch. That's my argument for intelligent design. There is something in the watch, because a human cell is just as complex as a watch or more, okay? So it's not the level of complexity. What's happening is that the watch doesn't show the signature of life, and DNA does. What is the signature of life? Reproduction, replication, mutation, selection. Watches, when you find them, they're not making any babies. And if you try to find the way in which they were made, you're going to end up not with a reproductive entity, but with a chain creator, a creator of serial, a manufacturer, basically. That is the ultimate signature of life. So when you find the stick randomly sitting in a planet and randomly telling time, you're going to ask yourself, where did this stick come from? Well, it came from a branch. Well, what does the branch come from? Well, it came from a reproductive entity that had a seed that had mutation, replication, and selection. If you find a watch on a planet, you won't find the reproductive agent at the base of it. Or if you do find a reproductive agent, it's not the watch that's going to be reproducing, it's the agent himself. If the watch is reproducing, then it's alive, and then I'll give credence to the theory that it's produced by nature, in the sense of produced without cognitive agency. That is it for my argument. Much love, Silver Spider, and much love to everyone. I will see you all tomorrow. Oh, actually, I forgot. Tomorrow I'm taking a break. So I will see you all on Monday. Bye-bye. Thank you.